Yeah, I think like one, just to like to add, because like the whole like content moderation thing is really interesting, because when, and like we're like in a recent episode, we sort of talked about volunteer moderators and how in places where like Facebook has no coverage at all, or like where Facebook doesn't even have like any sort of like administrative coverage, people are having to like not only moderate groups and kind of whole countries like social media by themselves, but also to kind of like decide when to intervene. Like, you know, or like even how to intervene in particular cases. So you kind of have like that mixture of like being able to kind of content moderate effectively, being able to kind of content moderate, but like not, you know, really being able to have any power to do anything. Then you have like automation problems, and then you have like a situation where like Facebook has kind of come into a nation or a community or like a type of or an environment, and is sort of just like left like rampant. Like,
yeah,
kind of just grow as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is definitely places, like, for example, there's a lot of stuff in here about Facebook's kind of relationships with telco operators, which is something that I've covered a little bit, because like in places like Indonesia or Pakistan, where like maybe there's some like neighborhoods where internet coverage isn't very good, Facebook's just like, oh, we can help out with that. We can give people connectivity, which is very, very good. Yeah. But the thing is, not only is their connectivity kind of dependent on a single company, it's a single company that clearly does not really care about them, because they basically like hook them up with internet and then they just kind of leave them alone until something horrible happens, which is kind of not, I would argue, like maybe isn't the best approach, because sometimes those horrible things involve dead people.
Yeah.
And it's like,
more often than not.
More often than not. And it's kind of like, for example, something I came across in one of these docs is like, okay, so I used to live in Israel. So I come across a lot of content that's like in Hebrew or sometimes Arabic. And I'm very familiar with like how shitty Facebook's moderation is in those particular languages, because like they're not Anglo at all. They look completely foreign. And something I came across in one of these talks is just like, oh, Arabic is like the third most used language across all of our platforms. We might want to have like better moderation there. And then like it just didn't happen for until like this year, when like they kind of implemented more robust kind of stopgaps. But that only happened because they're just like, okay, there's a lot of crime happening in the Middle East, and like there's a lot of just not very good stuff. So maybe we should like put more content moderators on board. But that kind of goes with the whole wait for something awful to happen and then fix it approach that this company takes. And it's not just about like, you know, little kind of like software hiccups. It's also about like real kind of human lives.
Yeah. I wonder, people were going to say something.
Yeah, no, I was just, it's interesting talking about, because like, it was one of the things that we have been talking about and thinking about a lot, like actually since Ed came on last time, is that these companies have managed to proceed more or less unchecked and unregulated, by being deliberately slippery about what it is that they do. So they are they publishers? Are they like community management software? Are they business software? Are they connectivity tool? And one of the things that is, you know, that's been a kind of massive for concern, and this is not just Facebook, this is Amazon as well, is that if unchecked, they will be allowed to operate as infrastructure and to be doing the kind of the outsourced contracted jobs of governments. And that's something which is very much a kind of, this is where we're heading towards with Facebook. And I think that we often miss the conversation about the places that this is already the case.
Yeah.
Don't forget Google.
It's so weird how Google runs your life so immaculately that you don't even remember to mention it in these kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean personally, like Alphabet. I never forget about Alphabet because like they're kind of my white whale. Mostly because they tried to start up a smart city in my hometown of Toronto, and then they just got their asses handed to them. But I feel like imagine if like Facebook was just like, hey, yeah, we're going to start like an entire smart city and there's nothing you can do to stop us. Like, like Facebook wouldn't do that, but Google would, which is why I'm kind of like, they kind of make me a little like Facebook makes me uncomfortable on like a political level. Google makes me uncomfortable because I'm like, oh no, they're already doing this.
Yeah.
But with Facebook in particular, that kind of telco relationship and the way that they kind of control internet infrastructure in a lot of the developing world, they do it because like they were there first and they have the power to kind of do that. And it's not going to stop because local governments are just like, what are we supposed to do? We want internet. We're not going to like stop somebody who's bringing it in because that means more money for us.
It's digital colonialism.
Yeah, it is literally digital colonial. Like this is like textbook. Like, okay, we are like the white man that's kind of like strolling into the way they kind of talk about some of these regions. Like, they literally talk about slums in Indonesia. That's the exact word that they use. And I like was talking to some of my like roommates about it. I'm just like, this feels uncomfortable. And they were like, yeah, you might want to use like a different word. But in these words, they're just like, yeah, like these places just don't have internet, and we're just going to kind of steamroll in there and bring it to them because that's what they want. And clearly it's like nobody asked, but like clearly this has to be what they want, right? Because that's what we would want, and we know them better than they know themselves.
It's the Indian railways.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, except it
sucks more and it's like less permanent and like incredibly, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to get into a situation where it's like, say what you will, but the railways worked, but like
okay, that's why like so many of the conversations I've been having about these documents and these documents in particular, they're like weirdly nuanced, and I'm just like, well, they're kind of bad, but also kind of not, because it's just like, yeah, it's like connectivity is good, internet access is a basic human right in 2021. But at the same time, it's just like, do I want Facebook to be the one doing this?
Right.